Well, good morning, folks. Last week we kind of went through the descendants of Noah. Again, we say that the reason why the descendants of Noah are important is because it gives us a time dating the actual history of the earth. It gives us the ability to show the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ all the way back into Adam. Two very important reasons. So as we go through this, let's just kind of get back into that. I've been reading Old Testament. There's some neat stuff in there. Because you realize that Lot was on the earth before Abraham. Look at the different things. When you look at the lives of all the different things, all fits together, you really start looking at it, it's kind of different. Like this big, huge jigsaw puzzle that all goes together. You walk into it saying that big pile of puzzle pieces. Right? Now we're walking through it trying to where all these pieces fit together as we walk through. I would have to look back into that. But I was reading some stuff as far as dates and times and births and stuff like that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first off. Let's always open in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you so very much for the time we've come together. I would ask that you would give us each discernment as we run through this. Bless our of this fully and truly exactly what Father, we rely on your word and we rely on developed over trust. Father, we ask that you would give us the ability to know what is true as we walk. Give us the ability to discuss different exactly what included during our studies during our way. Ask that one spirit would be other. His message that we can be able to learn more. Pray, Father, that you would be with his opportunity. Father, I know that there's nothing in the world. Okay. Genesis 11. Tower of Babel or Babel. It might as to say it's inside the Tower of Babel. It says, now the whole earth had one language and the same words. So at this particular time, this is before the disbursement, okay? This is after the flood. This is probably 100 years after the flood, okay? So there has been enough time for nature to take its hold and for men and women to do what they're supposed to and procreate and start filling this earth back up. If you say that, let's just throw a time date in our understanding, okay? If you say that expectancy is that you start having children around 25. That's 18. They go out and they get a wife or a husband or whatever, and then they start. You don't make the constraints, our constraints, have maybe two or children. Children. It wouldn't take long to really. You look at how many people but it's close to us. All from 100 people. All from 100. Boggling to wrap your head around, but the math proves it out, that it doesn't take much long if you're really active in procreation to refill the population. So at this particular time, the earth had begun to refill its population, and the children have been born, cities have been formed, and all this other stuff, and it says the whole earth was of one language, the same word. Imagine if when you come into a situation, don't understand what the other person says, there's automatic conflict. Because there's misinterpretation or misunderstanding of words. You just don't understand. Somebody may be saying to you, hi, they misinterpret as a you, and now you got a conflict going on, right? In our world today, we see it. It's amazing how people that can communicate can get along. But when you have different languages, when you really communicate how the conflicts develop. So at this particular time, the whole world was in one language. They all spoke the same language. They could comprehend each other. It says, as the people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They migrated from the east. They found this land. They were started at Ariat, right? That's where the boat came to rest. So we know they migrated to the east, and they come to this plain called Shinar. And evidently, it was a pretty nice place to live. Evidently, it was 70 degrees year-round. Had plenty of rainfall. Basically, it was California before they destroyed it. Okay? Well, I was out in California in the 80s. It was a lovely place. California is a great land. It's roots and nuts you got to worry about. So anyway, they migrated to the east, and they found this plain called Shinar, and they settled there. It was a really good, nice place to live. It says, and they said to one another, come, let us make bricks, burn them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and good a man or for mortar. They said they had slime for mortar. I don't know. Man, if they had something to stick these bricks together, you think asphalt. So there was something that they could. They took this bricks. They took this, and they hardened them into stone. It's amazing man's ingenuity already, right? But we shouldn't have a problem with man's ingenuity, because understand, man. But with God's help, man built a boat that floated on the earth when it was totally submerged with water. Men are not stupid. These are not apes running around with gloves made out of bone fragments. These are people with have hearts, brains. They have an own language. They work together. They're not. This is not what we think of when we think of. We think of evolution, do we not? That's what we were trained in when we were growing up. And it's a sad thing, you know, because that was a theory. But every time you get into it, everybody always goes back to evolution. And truthfully, your mind goes back. I see the calendar still where they have the ape that becomes the man that becomes. We've all seen it, the Darwin calendar, right? So these people are not dumb. They understand how to make. So they take these bricks, they bake them in the oven, they get them really hard, they stick them together with some kind of sticky substance, whether it be asphalt, whether it be slime, whatever it is. They stick it together for mortar. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its tops in the heavens, and let us make for ourselves, lest we disperse over the face of the whole earth." So now they said, they got all together and they said, "Let us build ourselves a city of Tyre with its tops to the heavens. Let's build this beautiful tower that reaches all the way up to." I apologize. I did. Okay, let me reread that. He said, "Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its tops ahead of heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." First of all, they're going to build this tower. They're building this tower proclaiming how strong they are. We are so powerful, we can build this huge tower that stretches into the heavens. We do that today, right? We compare who has the biggest buildings around. The 20th century, there was times, well, this building's bigger, that building's bigger. Why? Because we're smart. We have more technology. We're making a name for ourselves, right? We're America. We're the best thing since sliced bread. But we're not better than God. Feel that way. People were trying to set themselves up to be. What did they say? They said, lest. Why are they doing this? Because they say, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. If we don't do this, if we don't set up this big city with this big power that proclaims we are, have this big name, exactly who we are and what we have done and what we can do, was that they were supposed to grow, have children, and replenish the whole earth. They're already, this 100 years, turning their face away from God and what He wanted them to do. It doesn't take us long, does it? Truly, does it really take you long in your life to say, "Well, you know, I'm sure God wants me to go talk to that person"? Fear in our hearts. Why do we have fear in our hearts? What is that person going to do to us? Somebody may laugh. Somebody may think of that kooky old person out there. Is that what we're feared of? Waiting. That's true too. How many times have we gotten tired of waiting for answers to prayer? Just like Ruth said, we jump off and go do things. And it ended up being worse than what it was whenever we started. Because now we're not doing stuff in God's time, we're doing stuff. That's a good idea. It says,
Okay, so they lest we disperse over the face of the whole earth. So they're already turning away from God's plan. It said the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man have built. Understand, these are not the children of God. These are the children of man. They did this in their own auspice, right? They set up their name for themselves. So this is the children of man. And he come down to see this tower. Now, don't you think God knows about that tower? You don't think he can see that tower from wherever he is? God's always and all times. He knows what's going on. This kind of an idea of, I think he's trying to put it in our ideas, kind of get an idea of giving us the ability to. Because I know God already knew about the tower being built. He knew the tower was going to be built before he ever made the earth. You understand? He knows everything. So he allowed this tower to be built. And he come down. And so it says he came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have one all, and they all." They have one people, and they have all one language. This is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing they purpose to do will now be impossible. Yes, sir. I agree with you. This is Nimrod. I mean, they build this beautiful. I was looking this week to find some pictures of what the city might look like, or what the tree might look like. Really haven't found anything. Because this was a four city area. This was a huge area at the time that Nimrod was over, right? This was not a little complex. We look at what they did. We look at the Aztecs and cities down in South America. Look at the all the stuff that was built and is still here for weeks. 7,000. These people have the ability to build a lot of stuff that was entrenched. How many houses have we built in the United States haven't lasted 40, 50, 60 years? They build these brick ever cities that we go in today and we can see. That's fine if you're living in the desert, ain't it? But if you're not living in the desert, it's interesting. It says, Lord came down and said, "Behold, these people are one. They have one language. This is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they purpose to do will be impossible." As long as they have one language, they have the ability. Basically, so how does God fix this thing? Well, God has already said that He's not going to flood the earth anymore. Anybody that has had children know that if you discipline them one way and it doesn't work, it doesn't really
move you to go back and discipline them. So it wouldn't really behoove him to go ahead and kill everybody again. That's not what he wants to do. So he comes up with this novel idea. He said, come, let us go down to there and there. Let's go down and there, confuse their language so that they might not understand one another's speech. So what he did is he went down there and he confused their language. So he done this miracle. It's the only thing it can be, okay? And he instantly blanked their mind. I was watching like they're working on the Tower of Babel, and a second later, they're communicating. There's like a second later. They're babbling among them. The word babble means to or babbling. You're babbling to me, okay? So it's like instantly, in a blink of an eye, in a flash, that's the way they portrayed it, that all of a sudden these people that were working on this tower couldn't even communicate as to how to build the tower. You see them walking off and dispersing among groups of languages. And we see this all the way back in 10. Go back to 10. Down at the bottom, it says in 10:31, it says, these are the sons of Shem by their clans, their languages, their land, their nation. So basically what they've done is they've this Tower of Babel happened in the middle of all these genealogies. And so at this particular time, God come down and miraculously blanked their language out and gave them a whole different language. Now, I was reading something on language structure, and the linguists, they kind of go back and they see that their language types. Think of a type. What do you think of? Think of talking about shadow of animals. Right? It's the same thing with languages. Linguists go back. They cannot link all the languages in the world. That's impossible. It's kind of like, well, this language developed this way, this way. They don't have words that communicate between them. And they go back, they cannot show where one language derived from another language, which derived from another language, do this. That's how God did this. He basically blanked out an entire language, put another language in their head immediately, separated these things, couldn't communicate anymore. And if you can't talk to your neighbor, you're going to go find somebody you talk to and you have more things. So at that particular time, he caused this dispersion to happen by breaking the communication. Yeah, isn't it? People in politics do that to this day. All in the same pot boiling. Amazing how it's coming back around. Isn't that not what we have tried to do? Did we not try to do that with the American English Indian? We want to bring in the English language. We try to do that with everybody. You come in the United States, you have to. Most of us that speak English don't speak English. You're relegated to be a third-class citizen if you cannot. You're not going to be able to prosper and make grow your family, grow everything if you can't. What's the in Lord Jesus' time? What was the language of God?
If you didn't know Greek, were you going to be able to buy and sell all over the known world at that time? No. Even during Roman times, the Greek was still the predominant language. What is the language of commerce nowadays? English has been for years. China's trying to fix that. That's the language of commerce. See, when you speak the same language, you work together and you get it. God come down and he founded their language, had them different languages. He just basically separated and caused the dispersion. I would never. Let us go down. You will have people. I didn't want to get into whether that's what God was speaking to. I tell you right now, I believe that God's speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit within the Godhead. That's my take on it. Y'all can have any take you want to. That's my take. Well, I'll teach it. There's three in one, but they have their distinct Godhead. One. Some people might think that this is God is talking to angels. I've heard that thing, but I don't want to get down. I don't want to say that. God speaking with it. It's just like he says, let us make man. But also God is one. It's hard for I don't want to get into the Trinity. Trinity is hard for us to wrap our heads around. That's what I'm saying. It's hard for us to wrap. I believe in the Trinity, but for me, it's hard for me to. I don't think I'm built to understand. I'm just going to simply believe what the Bible says. It's not logical in my mind. Is it logical that... No, don't. God talking to himself. That's your point. I told you I'm not running down this whole rabbit trail. I'm not jumping down y'all's rabbit trail this morning, okay? So we're going to move to the next thing. Okay. So the Lord dispersed them all over the thing. Now, I wanted to say something. There are some people, I don't want to go deep into this. There are some people, unless y'all bring it up. Not done unless y'all bring it up. No. For it said, therefore, the name was called Babel because there the Lord confused the language of the earth. The Lord dispersed them all over the earth. So at this particular time, he caused the men and people of the earth to go their own separate ways. They dispersed all the way over there. They dispersed all the different. They went to South America. They went to North America. They went up to all these different places on earth. Amazing how we see the creation of humanity. And we look at This doesn't happen over millions and millions of years, does it? It's a very short time. And we've grown up on the theory of evolution, right? We've grown up on geology and all this other stuff where the Earth's millions and millions of years old. Coach sent me a thing on a video about it, and it's Genesis. I have an actual study guide. I've read on that, and I have an actual video study guide on that. But it's basically saying, is Genesis real? And they go, what is Genesis? And they're geologists, and they look at the geology of the earth. And they can show you through these things how the geologists have taken leaps, make what they think, and they're not looking at evidence. When you look at the actual evidence, it actually goes for a short earth and a big flood. But we're so indoctrinated into our beliefs, are we not? It's hard to change a belief structure. Does anybody in here like saying I'm wrong? It's intrinsic in our DNA that I'm always right, that I'm always going to do whatever I say is always true. Hard thing for us to say that, you know what, buddy, less education than me, less digits behind there. Yes, people out there that we call what. Very good reading. I use one. Basic plate tech. Holding plate. That's what causes plate going. Where it is on purpose. Reasons why. You can have your reasons. such a short period of time. Who said Turkey? Mark came. You could say, it's not said anywhere in the Bible that that happened. That means I'm reading that into my Bible. You can believe that if you want to. I don't have any problem with you doing that. You might be right. I might be wrong. God could have supernaturally protected the continents at that particular time, so there was no flooding at that particular time, and he moved the continents wherever he wanted to. That particular time, he separated not only the language, but also the continents. Then I'm adding to what I'm saying. It doesn't say that he separated the continents. He said he dispersed their language. If these people were smart enough to make bricks, make buildings, that these people were smart enough to make an ark that floated on the ocean or the waters, till God brought it to my chariot and protected the whole world. If they're smart enough to do that, do you not think they're smart enough to move from one continent to another? We have people that have moved. You look at the Hawaiian Islands, you have people that have moved through those islands, through those oceans, on ocean going, basically big news. Move between those islands and islands further out. We have a definite Japanese flavor in the islands of Hawaii. How did that get there? They transversed that area. So that's to say, how do people move? Leif Erikson says he was supposed to come across the ocean and gotten to North America long, 1,000 years before Columbus, right? That was in a rowboat with a little small sail on it. Don't think that human ingenuity is so stupid that we could not make a movement like that. And once you get a group there, they grow. I don't know, Coach, and you can ask Lord Jesus or God when you get into heaven. I do not know both. About what the Bible says. The Bible says they made it. So, like I said, I tell you where I lean toward. The reason why I lean toward it is I don't have any. And I would understand when I come in here, I try to give you straight on what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't talk about it. I'm going to stick to which is this time. We're speaking the same language, and we argue amongst ourselves. Imagine if we're trying to speak the same, trying to accomplish something, we can't even speak the same. So at this particular time, like I said, I knew that was going to come up, so that I was prepared for it. Like I said, I wasn't going to teach it unless somebody brought it up, because I think it's a novel idea, and it's something that we can talk about. I just don't think it's good. So, but I do know that the God come down and confound us. Get down to Shem's descendants. Shem is the lineage of the Lord Jesus. Shem is the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is one of Noah's children, the oldest. And it says, these are the generation of Shem. Shem was 100 years fathered Arpachshad. 2 years after the flood. So he started doing what God said. He 2 years after the flood, he got busy. Okay, and then Shem lived and fathered, after he fathered Arpachshad, 500 years, had other sons and daughters. Understand, this is the way it works. He lived 500 years, continually having kids over that 500 years. We're going to get into a thing either later on whenever Abraham goes to Egypt, says to Sarai, that tell on you're my sister, because tell on your my wife, they're going to kill me. They'll take you from, and then I will be a worse thing than that for your sake, because you're such a beautiful woman. Sarai was 65 years old. Now, I'm not saying that, but understand. The 65 at that time, how old did she live to be? I'll get back to that later, but understand, but 65 at that particular time was most likely 30, 35 years old. There was the degradation of our everything had not right now. People lived longer. They lived longer. Understand, Noah wasn't, at 250 years old, whenever Shem was 250 years old, he wasn't an old man walking around with a crooked back on a cane with a beard hanging down to the ground. He didn't look like old Father Time as we think about it in our minds. He was still a virile young man at 250 years old. He was in midlife. He was a 50-year-old man at 250. Younger than me, but older than me. See how we need to look at what it was. So, at that particular time, Shem was 100 years old, and he fathered, how do we say that? Huh? 2 years after the flood, Shem lived, and he fathered Arpachshad 500 years, and had other sons and daughters. Arpachshad lived 35 years, and he fathered Shelah. Arpachshad lived, after he fathered Shelah, 403 years, and had other sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years, and he fathered Eber. Shelah lived, after he fathered Eber, 403 years and had other sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and he fathered Peleg. Eber lived after Peleg 430 years and he had other sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and he fathered Serug. Peleg lived 30 years, and he fathered Reu. And Peleg lived, after he fathered Reu, 209 years, and had other sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and fathered Serug. And Reu lived After he fathered Serug 207 years and had other sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years. He fathered Nahor. Now we're getting a name to know. He fathered Nahor, and Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. And Nahor followed Terah. Nahor lived 29 years and fathered Terah. Nahor lived, after he fathered Terah, 119 years and had other sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and fathered Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Abraham is who? They're of Israel, right? Nahor and Haran were brothers. It says, now these are the generation of Terah. Terah fathered Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah, the land of kindred. Ur of the Chaldees. Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, daughter of Haran, father of Milcah, is Ishka. Now, Sarai was barren and had no child. Terah took Abraham, his son, Lot, son of Haran, grandson, Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. They went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans, going to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah was 205 years. Terah died in Haran. And now, we are going to turn this particular point from a look at the wide view of things. Now God is going to earth through curtain. That people is going to flow from Abraham. Neither one of these people are perfect, are they? Neither one of these people. They do their mistakes a lot. But that's the way God chose to do it. And he's going to do this. Understand that he's going to work through his chosen people, Israel, all the way up until he's. Where Jesus comes, pays the price, brings. We'll be dealing with the world through it. There'll be certain promises given Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, there are certain promises still yet to be fulfilled to you. That's the 70th week of Daniel. That during his fighting the way he is. Amazing how this Bible was written over. Story of the fall, love of God, story for everyone. Our job, children of God, however you want. And ladies and gentlemen, the price that God paid to buy freedom. Death of a man. Had to be a man. Blood of bull and goats were not. Lord Jesus come on the earth, had lived 33 years. Perfect obedience to God. Perfect man. Yes. Couldn't do it, but it's God. God man. Exactly what the good willingly give it. That's that we go. Because Adam, years ago, decided to eat of that fruit. Not only that, decisions we make that you are truly honest with yourself is in your life washed away because God's a perfect life. Abide. We can't get to righteous go away, can we? Have that Mike does that. Of that boss. Get a box that's out like, just like 15 of them and start ripping. Get to the empty box and you say, yeah, the box is still empty. Then still there. Try to do that, don't we? We try to get rid of that sin, don't we? We try so many ways on our own. But believing that. They believe in that. Work of the cross. Did that because willingly gave it. What is my rightful payment for that? If somebody gives up their life for me, what should I give them? God doesn't say we have to. Truthfully, that's what we owe. We owe him everything. Gave everything for him. Garden of Gethsemane was weeping. Here, I just could not. Knowing what was going on. The Romans were lashing him. He could call the angels. He's still God, right? Willingly took the lash. He willingly carried it. Willingly hung. Willingly separated. Father, Father, why am I? Short period of time. God is always here.